What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the committee. We got a big one today. It's Mock Draft 1.0. We're using PFF's Mock Simulator, which I don't have the premium of, so we are not trading today. I'll try to find one with trade soon. So we're sticking and picking. We got a big nine of intramurals ahead of us, so we're going to run through this a little quick. Number one, Dub Bears, sticking, picking, as we said, Caleb Williams, okay? Had a chance to see him play at OU as a freshman, and immediately, straight off the bat, you know, wow. That's all you can say, wow. He's got the wow factor. He's a little bit of distractions. People aren't liking whether it's what he says about his say in a team, his personal choices, his emotions. Regardless of that, it doesn't matter. This dude is a baller. There's people acting like he's not, which is absurd. I mean, he's the clear-cut number one pick. There's no thinking the Bears got to do. He is an absolute game changer. Really sucks that he left OU. That's all I got to say. Number two, Drake May. This one's been the pick for most of the offseason. It's changing a little bit in some mock drafts. I've seen Jaden Daniels. I've even seen J.J. McCarthy go here. But we're going to stay with Drake May. He's got the size and the arm. I think he's a little bit consistent, so I'm not a little inconsistent, so I'm not ready to say that he is a bona fide or will be a bona fide stud regardless. But, you know, 6'4", 230. I think he's got a good shot to succeed in Washington. Not that Washington is a place where many do that. They're going to need to keep him with a stable line. But decent weapons there. And it'll be interesting to see how they use Eckler. You know, rookie QB, maybe he needs to dump. Got Brian Robinson, got Eckler right there. That's going to be interesting. Going to be very cool. Going to number three, Dumpster Fire. New England. The New England Patriots are terrible. Never in my life did I think that would happen. You asked me that decade ago, even right before Brady left. It wasn't even fathomable for me. And my dad said, just wait, it's going to happen. You know, everyone's got to go up and down. And we've definitely reached that point. This team, new head coach Gerard Mayo, they are just talentless. So why not bring in the Heisman Trophy winner? He's been mocked to them quite a bit. I know, like I said, there's been other mocks that got him going to Washington, got Vegas jumping up for him. But we're going to take Jaden Daniels here. Jaden Daniels, even at Arizona State, I talked about him being a playmaker. And I think, you know, he's going to need help for sure. Because who's he throwing to? It's just irrelevant, like, at this moment. Not irrelevant, it is very relevant because they are irrelevant. He's going to need some help, you know, having neighbors and Thomas at LSU surely helps. But obviously, I like what he does, like I said, with his playmaking. 6'4", 210, he's gonna be taking hits. Especially as a young guy, he's going to want to run it more. And that dual threat, I think, is very interesting because it's, you know, I guess we saw it a little bit with Cam Newton in New England, but much different than Mac Jones has been playing than Brady typically played. So it really, if he can avoid injury, which he has done pretty well, I think he's going to be a good player. They just need Mayo and Co. need to make sure that he gets some talent around him because you can't win if you don't have talent around the QB. It's not everyone can make just Rashee Rice and their other receivers work. Now, obviously, Kelsey, you know, one of the greatest tight ends ever. But in terms of just receiving help, very big must for the Patriots to get here soon. Speaking of receiver help, number four, Arizona Cardinals, they're just going to stay with what's been pretty consistent. They're going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State. This guy, again, kind of with Williams, just a wow. I mean, you just watch some of the plays he makes, some of these catches, and it is stunning. Obviously, he's got quite the pedigree, with his dad being a Hall of Famer, playing there with Peyton Manning. I don't think Marvin Harrison is a player that's going to miss. I think this is one of the pretty much locks. Okay, this is, and you guys already know that. This is a great pick for the Cardinals here. If they're going to stick a pick, they better stick and pick and take Marv. Which leaves the Chargers at number 5 with Malik Nabers. I debated maybe going Joe Alt. And, you know, Harbaugh did say it's about, you know, the how important the O-line is. And Joe Alt is a beast. But no Keenan Allen, no Mike Williams. Pretty sure now it would just be Josh Palmer and Jalen Guyton, if I'm correct there. So you're going to want to get someone explosive, elite potential playmaker, and Malik Nabers checks off all those boxes. He's not the tallest, but he's a very, very impressive player. I mean, he's gonna do a lot of good things for Justin Herbert, with Justin Herbert, okay? I mean, this is pretty much, I'd say, near lock, Nabers is. I think he is going to be a great player. Led the country at 30-plus yard catches. He put up 1,569 yards, 14 tutties. Massive, massive year. 89 catches. Obviously, with Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner, and with Brian Thomas Jr. in the offense. LSU, many people say, wide receiver U. And they got a great case. Nabers looking to add to that, which I very well think he could, especially out there in LA with the Chargers, with Herbie, Harbaugh. That's going to be fun. I like that. Number 6, we got a little run going on here. First 3 were quarterbacks. Next 3 are receivers. I got the Giants taking Rome Odunze from Washington. Super impressive season. The offense as a whole was crazy all year. Odunze put up 16, 40, and 13 tutties. 92 catches. There's not many drafts that this guy would be the third receiver taken in. But unfortunately for him, he will be, and we'll see how it works out. I don't know that Daniel Jones is going to be sticking around long term. That's definitely still TBD. And if I was a Giants fan, I would hope that he is gone sooner rather than later, because Rome Odunze deserves a much better quarterback than that. Really like his route running. He got, last year, he got bigger, which is, I mean, and then put up monster numbers. So, like, this guy's he's committed. He's prepared. He's ready. And he's a great athlete. So I think that the Giants are going to be happy here. Despite him being the third receiver taken, there's no problem with that. Rome Odunze, hopefully for them, will transform their offense, who has been led in receiving yards by Darius Slayton, I believe, for the past 5 years or something like that, which is absurd. And I don't even think he's hit 1,000 before. So pitiful stuff there in New York. Thomas holding up Jones, hopefully enough, and if they get this is a step in the right direction. Obviously, losing Saquon, not so much. But that's unfortunate for the Giants anyways. Tennessee up at 7. I had a lot of debate about this. Joe Alt was kind of who I had going with them a lot. And I also thought about Dallas Turner. I thought about Latu. I thought maybe even if they go for Fuaga, they switch it up a bit. Maybe they even go corner with Arnold or Mitchell. Maybe reach. And I said, you know what? Second year, Will Levis. They are just going to say screw it. They're going to take the absolute manimal from Georgia, Brock Bowers, going to the Tennessee Titans at number 7. This is a flash pick. This is a, and it's a great pick. I mean, this guy came into Georgia as a true freshman and absolutely just dominated. He's been fantastic his whole college career. If you've watched Brock Bowers play, you just know that he's got it, and you know that he's going to be a game changer. He's not you know, they're still going to need receiver help as well, but they did sign Ridley, and they're still waiting. Maybe Burks can develop more. But this is going to be fun. This pick is going to get the Titans fans excited. And I mean, the Titans, I don't think there's any, when you say the word Tennessee Titans, that might be the least exciting team in the league, because they're just there. They don't suck, but it's just the Titans. That's it. It's the Titans. I mean, up 10 in the AFC Championship game a couple years back, couldn't hold on, lose by double digits. Very unfortunate. That was pretty much it. I mean, that's why I think, despite Joe Alt being there, they're going to just say, you know what? Let's go. Then coming at number 8, Atlanta Falcons. A lot of people mocking in here, pretty much everyone mocking in Dallas Turner, who I do like. But I think it's going to be a bit of a surprise, a bit of a snub here for Turner. And they're going to go with Latu, the edge from UCLA. He's big, fast, smart dude, menacing. He's got a sweet spin move on him, or a swim move on him. And I think this is going to help the Falcons shore up that edge, get a pass rush that they desperately need and haven't really had. It's just been terrible. And a lot of people expecting Turner here, and I think they're going a different direction with Latu, which he led the NCAA in sacks in the past 2 years, and he's got a little bit more meat on his bone than Turner does. I think he weighs probably about 13 to 15 more pounds than him. Not that that's a huge difference, but I think with the beastliness he possesses, despite, so does Turner, they're gonna take a big swing here, and they're going with Latu, which leaves the Bears at number 9. Shockingly and surprisingly, they're gonna run this pick in. They're just gonna say Joe Alt. Give us Joe Alt. They want him. You know, Notre Dame, pretty close there to Chicago. This is going to be a slam dunk first round. Getting Caleb Williams and Joe Alt, I don't even care. It doesn't even matter. Even if you didn't need Joe Alt and he falls to you here, if you're the Bears, just take him. It doesn't matter, because you want to make sure that Caleb Williams will be able to stay upright for his whole career. And this is going to be a very nice start. Rounding off a nice first round for the Bears. Coming at number 10, the Jets are going to say, ah, well, you took all from us. We'll take Fuaga. He's a menacing and strong tackle. And, you know, they just signed Tyron Smith, who is old, has some injury troubles, so can develop behind him if needed. But this is a big, mean dude, and he is going to be, I think, a pretty good tackle. And honestly, like, as a right tackle anyways, then he can just kind of take Morgan Moses' spot, if that works better for the Jets, but I think it probably will. If you're able to have Smith start on the left and then put Fuaga on the right, I really like that. And I think that would hopefully keep Aaron Rodgers afloat for more than 4 plays. You'd have to hope. You just have to pray. Number 11, Minnesota Vikings. Losing Kirk Cousins. They got Sam Darnold. but they want more. I got him taking J.J. McCarthy here, and there's a lot of doubters for J.J. He's moving up the boards, though, but a lot of people doubting his NFL talent, and I think definitely going to need some help while he's kind of coming into the league, and what better than Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. So I think this is going to be a good fit, a good match. This guy, he's a winner. He's got a great mindset. So if they're able to keep him upright, he's got great weapons to throw to, Hockenson as well. And he's really got zip on the ball, which a lot of people don't understand because they haven't really seen him throw that much, which is fair. But he's an efficient guy, and I really like this pick for the Vikings. And then the Broncos coming in at 12. I think we're going to see a bit of a reach here, perhaps. But it's very necessary because they need a quarterback. They're going with Bo Nix, the QB from Oregon. Great season last year. One of the best players in the country. Heisman finalist. He led the country in touchdowns. And I think he's... I like what he can do with his decision-making and playmaking. And I think Sean Payton's going to like that as well. And he's not he doesn't have the greatest arm strength. So, you know, he's going to get those Drew Brees comparisons, which he already has. And he's a little bit older, but he's got, you know, that gives a little more experience to him. And I think this is a good pick for the Broncos. I don't know that he's going to be great immediately, but I trust in him with Payton to progress. And if it's really more up to then, can the Broncos progress as a team? Because the Broncos are lacking offensive talent in a big way right now. That they could really use some more help for them. So hopefully they can do that. Vegas coming up. A lot of people having Quinyon Mitchell going as the first corner. I think they're going to take the splash with the Bama boy. Just like we saw with Henry Ruggs a couple years back. They're going Terrion Arnold. I think that him being a... Literally, being from Bama is going to... That's all you need to know for the Raiders. They're going to take him. They're going to love this guy. And it's a good pick. I like what Arnold can do. I don't think... it's not certain he's going to go first of the corners because, like I said, Mitchell very well could. And then there's a chance either Kool-Aid or Wiggins could go higher than expected too. As we know, the mock drafts are not – they're pretty much always missing 5 to 10 just picks that aren't even close to what would happen. Arnold missed a decent amount of tackles, so that I think would need to be worked on. But fast dude and a playmaker that's gonna even bolster up that Raiders D more. I think he's gonna bring that Raiders attitude, you know, coming from Saban and the boys. It's a good pick there. Coming in at number 14 then, the Saints need a lot. There's a lot wrong with the Saints. So they're just gonna go with Olufoshinu here, bolster the OL. You know, Ramchek's got some issues and might not play this year. And they really just need to build a foundation for the team. And what better way to do that than to get a premium position at a low price for the next 5 years? Going with Foshinu. And at number 15, the Colts then are just going to be like, boom, bow, give us Quinyon Mitchell. He's been mocked to them pretty much all offseason. This is a very Colts pick here. And I like it. That's a good pick. I think that what he can do with his speed is pretty impressive. And, you know, you like to see the 4-3-3 for sure. They're coming from Toledo, you know. Let's see. Let's see that big jump. I want to see it, and I think he can do it. Going to number 16, we got the Seahawks, and they're going to go just beef up Byron Murphy the second from Texas. He's an explosive beast. You know, this is a Seahawks pick right here. No nonsense. They're just going to come in, make sure McDonald's going to get this guy and just make the Seahawks, you know, make the Seahawks a team to be feared. You know, they gotta find a way to take down the Niners somehow, and I think this is gonna be a good start. This guy is a pretty powerful dude. Okay, you don't want this guy in your way. Him and Sweat last year, that was a scary duo there at Texas. That was something. They couldn't beat the Sooners, though, unfortunately for them, but they were pretty decent. Then number 17, falling all the way down here. The Jaguars are going to run in the pick. They're taking Dallas Turner. Like I said, this guy's a great edge. He played a lot standing up, too. So he's going to have some versatility to him, see what the Jaguars want to use him, what way they want to use him. But the Jaguars, after a season that fell apart last year, I think Turner can make an impact for them pretty straight off the bat. So I think they're really going to like that pick. Then the Bengals, we're going to go with J.C. Latham. I think that they want to keep Burrow up. It's been a couple injuries at this point. Big dude, 6'6", 360. He played a couple positions at Bama, and being mostly a right tackle, but whatever the Bengals want to do with him, you know, whatever you want. 970 career pass blocking snaps, only 3 sacks allowed. You know, as a big guy, the movement's a little bit slower, in terms of feet and whatnot, but he does show flashes, regardless, as an athlete, which I think will he'll be able to work on. I don't think it's a problem for him. Coming in at number 19, Jerzon Newton. This guy, another D-line beast, gonna be trying to be a replacement for Aaron Donald here. The Rams are gonna be doing. He's quick. He shoots the gaps. You know, there's not, you know, what better way than to bring in this guy to replace Donald? Well, quote, replace. You can only do so much to replace. He's not the same kind of player per se as Donald. More quicker. And less power at this point, but a good prospect. I think he could put on a couple pounds. That wouldn't hurt him. I think that would get him more to the Donald level. But the Rams are a good team, and I think this is going to be a pick that you're not going to want Donald to go unfilled completely. So this is going to be important for them to do. Coming in at 20, the Steelers going to go with Amarius Mims, the tackle from Georgia, and. This guy is just absolutely massive. 6'7", 340. A little bit raw, a little bit clunky, but that's what you're going for here. That's what you're trying to get here. Is a diamond, not a diamond in the rough. He's a first rounder, so obviously not. But just a freak. This guy is. If they can really refine him, he's going to hold up Russell Wilson, or whoever it is, because, you know, how long is Russell going to last? I don't know. Not sure I can say that much. Then another OL refinement, Dolphins, 21, going with Troy Fatanu from Washington. Not quite as big as Latham, 6'4", 317. I think they just want to bolster that OT. You want to keep Tua upright. A pretty good athlete in terms of O-lineman, so I like the pick there. And there's now it seems like there's been quite a few tackles so far, and now we're going to go back to defense, because the Eagles are going to be taking Nate Wiggins here, the corner from Clemson. This is going to be what the Eagles want. This guy's a great cover corner. He's versatile. He's smart. This is exactly what they're looking for. Unfortunately, he runs a 4.28. So, as a Cowboys fan, I wouldn't like this pick. I'd be a little scared Because if he turns out, this guy is going to be a beast. Okay. So good pick there from the Eagles. Vikings back on the clock. They took JJ the first time around. Second time around, they're going to flip the script. They're going to go to the defense and take Jared Verse. Could have came out last year. Decided to go back and, for another year, which unfortunately for him, didn't turn out to be a CFP berth for the Seminoles, though it could have been. But I like what Verse brings to the table. He's, you know, going to be able to, in some way, replace Danielle Hunter, lost to the Texans. He's a beast, disruptor. Watched him in the Cheez-It Bowl against OU. This guy isn't someone you want to be playing against, and the Vikings are going to need that because the Vikings defense has been pretty trash, okay? Recently, it's been pretty trash, and this is going to be a nice stepping stone in the right direction and much needed. Moving on to the Cowboys, my boys. Oh, a lot of problems, guys. A lot of problems. Pick 24. What do we want to do? You know, a lot of times it's been mocked. O-line, even receiver. And a lot of tackles have gone. There's still potential tackles. Now, you could still take Tyler Guyton here. You could still take Jordan Morgan. But I am going to mock here Jackson Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon. Biotis left for the Commanders. This guy is, you know, center isn't considered to be as important in terms of draft, at least, you know, or in terms of just player as tackle. But if you can shore up your line with this guy, who I believe is going to be a good player, and I believe he's going to be a good player fast. I don't think he's going to take too much time to get there. JPJ is going to be a good pick for the Cowboys. It's not the sexiest pick. And it's going to be the Cowboys, it's always these interesting reaction picks. You know, we got Tyler Smith a couple years ago, who people said was a reach, and he wasn't great to start, but last year, all pro. Okay. Mazi Smith last year. Bit of a reach for sure. Not a lot of people liked it. Didn't have a great year. Okay. So, you know, you never know what to expect with the Cowboys in the draft. And I think the Packers will be happy as well because, like I said, there's still tackles on the board. You still got Morgan, Guyton, Barton. And they're going to take Barton. That's who I got going to the pack. 6'5", 314 from Duke. Not the most powerful guy, but decently quick. Could potentially move inside. So it gives the Packers options there. And you're going to want to keep Jordan Love up. You're going to want this premium position before Jordan Love has to be paid. So you're going to want to make sure that you're going to have this guy on his rookie contract coming in behind Love. So I really like the pick there. Tampa Bay, a lot of debate on this one, what I wanted to go with. And I decided eventually to go with Kool-Aid McKinstry. Just beef up that corner spot. Kool-Aid started as a true freshman at Bama. This guy, obviously, you can't miss him. Everyone knows him because of the name. Fast, smart, zero TDs allowed on 1,206 coverage snaps in his career. Don't know what else you need to hear. You know, kind of like Arnold, a little bit of missed tackling issue, which, unfortunate to see coming from the Bama boys. You know, you would have thought Saban might have whipped him up better. But great pick here for the Bucks, and I think he has potential to be a long-term guy for him, of course. And then unprecedented here, coming in at pick 27. Back on the clock, Arizona Cardinals. What do they need? What do you want? They got Marvin Harrison Jr. with the first pick at number 4. listed needs, defensive tackle, besides receiver, defensive tackle, interior line, edge, corner. There's still good options at those positions. They don't care. They don't care. Cardinals take Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU to pair him up with Marvin Harrison Jr. Two receivers in the first round. That can't possibly have ever happened, where one team drafted two receivers in the first round. Brian Thomas, great player, shared time with neighbors, of course, and still, you know, there's a lot of people who even said during the last season at LSU, like, hey, Brian Thomas, watch out. You know, he's got a case. Not that he's better than neighbors, but stop sleeping on him. Led the country with touchdowns. Not obviously yardage, about 400 off from neighbors, but three more tutties. And the Cardinals are going to just leap in here. Splash, 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 splash. Two receivers. The fans are going to be pretty intrigued. Maybe even a little hype. I would be. I like that. The Bills, unfortunately, if they wanted him, missing out just nearly, but that's okay. They're going to take A.D. Mitchell from Texas, the Georgia transfer, played in a lot of big-time games in his career. I think they're going to – I mean, if they don't draft a receiver, I don't know what they're doing after losing Diggs, after losing Davis. You know, Diggs is an exceptional receiver, one of the best in the league, even though a little overrated, guys. If you don't know that, now you do. He's a little overrated. And then Davis, we know, overrated. Okay. These guys, you know, but still great, still good receivers. Just wanted to put that out there. Just wanted to point it out. But A.D. Mitchell, I think, is someone Josh Allen's really going to like. Good route runner, 6'4", 196. Could put a little beef on him, but super fast. 11 tutties last year. Saw him in the playoff, you know. Only 845 yards, but cool the brakes. This guy's a baller. Buffalo should be happy. Coming out at 29, we got the Detroit Lions, city of Slim Shady, taking Cooper DeJean, cornerback out of Iowa. This just makes sense. It really does. Cooper DeJean looking to be the first corner, the first white corner in the league in like 20 years. This guy's super versatile. He is extremely athletic and physical. And then, of course, you know, the other, you know, first in, last out kind of guy. jokes aside, this guy's a good player, and, you know, Iowa putting out some good secondary, putting out some good tight ends, not putting out some fun offenses, but I can't think of anywhere better for him to go to than Detroit. I think they're going to be really excited for that to replace Cam Sutton a bit. You know, that crazy stuff happened with him. But so close to the Super Bowl, should have gone to the Super Bowl. Couldn't believe they didn't. And maybe Cooper DeJean could bring him back. Baltimore at 30, the Leather Sooners. They're going Tyler Guyton. Freak athlete, big dude. 6'8", 322, but a little raw. Hasn't played O-line too long. Moved in college to O-line. But, you know, Tyler Guyton, like I said, that's an investment there. And if that, you know, if he turns out the way the Ravens can make him, that's going to be a beauty right tackle for them, because he is a crazy, crazy athlete. Okay. Trust me, guys. This Sooner, Ravens are going to like him. 49ers coming in number 31. What do they want? Well, seems like Ayuk might be on the way out. So they're going to go with Troy Franklin. They said, you know, people say Brock Purdy is only good because of his weapons. Well, let's get him more weapons. Why not get him more weapons? Just to make sure no one ever, if he's bad, no one will ever figure it out. Why? Because he's got so many weapons. They go with Troy Franklin, deep threat out of Oregon. This is going to be a fun pick for the Niners, and it's going to be quite scary, okay? It is... you know, I just want the Niners to lose. That would be ideal. That really would. Coming to the last pick, number 32, we got Jordan Morgan, the offensive tackle out of Arizona. Like I mentioned earlier, getting a premium player, a premium position player, especially when Mahomes is getting the big hit, is going to be important. You have flashbacks to Super Bowl 55. Didn't go well. You know what happens when the O-line's not beefed up, and Jordan Morgan's going to do that for sure. This is going to be a good pick for the Chiefs, 6'5", 311. And they're, you know, it was tough because I thought maybe Franklin would even go here, and maybe they would say, you know what, screw it, we're going Worthy, we're going McConkey. But they're going to stick and pick with a not as exciting but a smart pick. And they're going to address receiver later because as it's been shown by them, it doesn't really matter, okay? It's, you know, this is an athletic tackle that is going to be able to keep Mahomes up. And as long as Mahomes is up, he's going to make plays. I don't care who's thrown to. It just doesn't really matter. So we are going to come at you with another mock draft. I'm going to do – not sure that I'll do predictions before the draft, but after the draft I'll be doing predictions. And, of course, there's going to be the final predictions at the end of the off season before the season's about to begin. But as we're looking at it, the Cowboys need to get better, okay? It's a little concerning what with Rico Dowdle and Deuce Vaughn at running back. It's a little scary, even though Dowdle played well last year. There's just a lot of scary stuff going on for the Cowboys. So we're gonna need this to be a good draft. Thank you guys for listening. Let me know what picks were bad, what picks were good. What would you have done? Who do you want your team to get? Let me know. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next one.